Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Millions and millions are consumed in this. This is their whole life is trying to satisfy me and make me happy. And that will make you miserable.
Yeah, amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes,
the harder you push that, the more miserable you will become. Oh, but friend, the more you feed your spirit, the more you feed on the Word of God, the more you draw near to Him in prayer and worship, the more real He becomes. Why? Because these actions are evidencing that you believe in Him and that you believe that He is and that you believe He's good. Well, the more you believe in Him, the more He has to work with in you and the more He has to respond to. What the Bible say? Draw near to Him. Not the other way around. You know, say, well, God, you draw near to me and show me something and then I'll come to you. He already showed you something. He gave you your next breath. He already showed you something. He sent Jesus to pay for your sins. Amen. He's already shown us something. Now, we're not waiting on Him. It's up to us. We draw near to Him. We show we believe in Him. We express our heart and faith in Him. And He responds by revealing Himself to us. So that's why the result is there are those to whom God is much, much more real than He is to other people. There are people that walk with Him every day and He's just as real to them as any human person they know and even more so. And there's other people who are wondering if there even is a God. I'm so glad I'm not in the latter bunch. He's real to me. He's more real to me now than He was several years ago. Amen. Is He real to you?
Yes.
He's real. Oh, thank God. Said out loud, I believe that He is.
I believe that He is.
And I believe He's good.
And I believe He's good.
Amen. Amen. Well, if you believe in Him and you believe He hears you and you believe He cares, then you're going to talk to Him.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
You're going to pray.
Yeah.
That's the first reason we talked about. The second major reason why people don't pray is because they don't feel they really need it. They don't see the real necessity of it. Well, I believe in God, yeah, but, you know, I don't spend a lot of time praying. Why? Why wouldn't they spend a lot of time praying? Well, they must not feel the necessity of it. It's not necessary. This is evidence of major pride. That is, that I can handle what's going on in my life with what I know and what I can do. Jesus did not believe this, and He did not practice this. Right? Go with me to John 15, please. This is not too simple for you, is it? Do you realize that millions of Christians do not pray? We'd be kidding ourselves to stand up in here today and think that everybody in this church just did a lot of praying. Reality is that a lot of folk do good to make it to church on Sunday. They think. But that's not the life we should be living. We should come up to a higher place. Amen. Many do not pray because they're not persuaded that God exists, or they're not persuaded if they prayed that it would do any good. And many of them seem to have evidence in their life that back that up. They prayed and prayed and prayed and nothing happened. So why keep doing it? But they didn't pray according to the Word. They didn't pray in faith. Right? Bible says you have not because you ask not, but you got to ask in faith. They didn't give the Lord what He could work with. But the second thing is, you know, people don't pray because they don't see the necessity of it. Well, you know, I'm doing okay. I mean, why would I want to do so much praying? Well, look in John 15:5. 15:5 of John. Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abides, lives, stays in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Is that true? Jesus said that about himself. We're going to read that in just a few minutes. He said that about himself, that he, without the Father's direction, without the Father's ability in him, he could do nothing. And he tells us that us, without him, we can do nothing. Now, he's talking about nothing good, no good fruit. Now, you can fail without him. You can mess up without him. You can have disasters without him. But you can't succeed and bear good fruit without him. He said in verse 7, if you abide in me. Now that means live, dwell. What is the definition of prayer? Communion with God. Fellowshipping with God. That's what he's saying right here. Abide. What does that mean? You stay with me. We commune, we fellowship on a daily, regular basis. You live with me. You don't just come talk to me for 3 minutes on Sunday. We live together, right? Every day, every night, all day long, all night long, you abide in me. You stay in me, I stay in you. If you do that, what'll happen? If you abide in me, and my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done to you. How many believe this is a fact? Jesus said it. It has to be so. What do you mean? Whatever I ask, it happens. Whatever I pray comes to pass. Then it would be worth praying. Right? But now back up. Why does this work? Because I live with him, right? And I live on every word that came out of his mouth, right? He and I fellowship constantly. Well, that means you're going to be praying constantly. Doesn't mean you got to be kneeling at the side of your bed with your hands folded. You're aware of him. Right? You think about him. You talk to him. He talks to you. You live in this. Can you say amen?
Amen.
This is prayer. And when you live like this, you get to the place where you know his will from his word. Your faith is fed with his word. You know his presence. You know his spirit. And whatever you ask happens. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Does that excite you at all?
Yes, sir.
Is this true? Now, Jesus said it.
Yes, it is.
If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done to you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You wake up in the morning, you say, Lord, I ask you to do this. And it happens. Lord, would you do this for these people? And it happens. Lord, we're asking you for this. And it happens. Then would it pay to pray? Would you tend to pray more? Yeah. Yes. Yes. Now go with me, please, to the book of Mark. And I want to remind you of something in the life of Jesus. You got a few more minutes to stay with me this morning? In the book of Mark and the first chapter, we're asking and answering the question this morning, why pray? Mark chapter 1. In Mark 1, skip down to verse 35. Mark 1:35. It says, and in the morning, Mark 1:35. Rising up a great while before day, he, Jesus, went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Did Jesus pray? He was a prayer. Did he do it as a lifestyle? Or just once every month or once a week? What do you think? Now, I'm not going to read all the verses, but you ought to sometime take your concordance and see how many times Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it said he prayed. And you'll begin to see it was his lifestyle. And he did a lot of it. Well, if anybody would be in such a situation that they didn't really need to pray or have to pray that much, should have been him. Right? It wasn't really that necessary for him to spend that much time talking to the Father. It would have been him who never committed sin. Him who was the Word manifest in the flesh. But Jesus felt the necessity of spending large amounts of time praying. If he needed to pray, you need to pray. If he needed to pray a lot, you and I need to pray at least as much. Huh? And of course, we're doing that, right? Well, we wouldn't be talking about it if everybody was doing it to the degree that they should. We've already said repeatedly, people are not doing it. Right? People in the room are not doing it. Right? Not asking for you to raise your hand, testify, but let's don't play games, right? People, millions and millions of Christians hardly pray at all. They barely pray at all. Why? We've already talked about it. Not fully persuaded of the reality of God, not fully persuaded of his goodness and faithfulness to hear and answer prayer, and the second thing, not fully persuaded that they really need to pray like that. Why should I? We're answering that question right now. Why should you? Why did he? He'd go early while he was fresh and bright, got up before daylight, and went where he could be alone and undistracted. You can pray when you're doing other things and when you're busy, but you ought to have times regularly where there is nothing else going on.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.